In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg. This is CPR News. The man being held in the investigation of a deadly shooting during two confrontational rallies in Denver this weekend appeared in court on Sunday. Police say Matthew Dolliff was working as a private security guard for Nine News and had no affiliation with Antifa. They say the investigation is ongoing and details of the shooting, including the name of the victim, are unconfirmed. A new report shows the 20 highest suspending districts for Latinx students came from just 11 states. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundin says two Colorado districts are on the list.
One in five Latinx students in Adams County District 14 in Commerce City were suspended in the 2015-16 school year, according to the latest federal data. The Harrison School District in El Paso County had the same rate. Dan Lawson directs UCLA's Center for Civil Rights Remedies. He says the pandemic has highlighted the value of having kids in school.
When kids are suspended, they're not getting any instruction. They're not getting online. They're getting nothing.
Adams 14 is now run by a private manager that has instituted a number of changes, including reorganizing the district's leadership. Lawson says some Colorado districts have figured out alternatives to suspension. Jenny Brundin, CPR News.
Expect delays on Interstate 70 west of Denver starting today. CDOT will add a 12-mile toll lane near Idaho Springs. Jeffrey Hampton with the agency says they're closing lanes more often to speed up the construction project. As a bonus, he says tolls will be free for drivers through the winter.
We'll be able to kind of give that as a gift back to the traveling public and the stakeholders that we're not going to be up there impacting them through their holiday season.
CDOT expects to finish the project by mid-November. It's 41 degrees in Denver, 21 in Gunnison. This is CPR News.